What do you want to describe?
All right, let's go ahead and start this house tour that we got. This is where we live. And Augusta, George, and myself.
Here are the crickets.
It's Will.
And Denise. Listening to the motherfucking crickets. We live in a house. It's an old house. I'm not sure what year it was built.
I'm not sure either, but we're standing right now in front of the driveway. She is. I'm standing off to the side of it. But here's a curb.
I'm at the bottom of the driveway.
But over to my right, there's three steps that goes up on a sidewalk. And then off to the right of that, about, maybe 15 feet farther up, there's another set of three steps, but it goes up on grass.
They're teeny, skinny steps.
Yeah, they're very, very
like
tiny.
Like little bitty footsteps. Only wide enough that you can put one foot on a step at a time.
That's it, yeah. But we're going to take a walk on up the driveway here. And Denise is going out and a half ahead of me here. Driveway goes up a little hill.
I don't know the wrong kind of shoes I'd shuffle for you. Yeah, it goes up a little hill and goes straight
up
back.
A little hill and it goes
into the backyard.
Yep, and I'm going to walk towards the gate here. I'm on
we
the side.
We have a detached garage that sits back in the backyard that we use for storage.
Okay, and here's the gate right here.
On this side of the house, on the driveway, there's when we walk past the three windows that are our computer room windows.
This one right here, that's next to my desk. Then the one up here, that's in front of the braille printer, and then the one up here is by Denise's desk.
And then the next two windows are the living room windows.
And the house here, the house here is siding. But down here is it's a solid brick.
There's some rotten wood up here.
That don't surprise me. There's Titan talking.
Who is it? Then the porch has side steps going up to it as well.
Okay. If you want to go on up, you can.
We have a table that's rusting that I need to do a sew-in on. Some plastic chairs. Our grill. Mailboxes to the right of the door.
The porch here, I would say, it's a good, 15 feet long.
Hi, boys!
Let me adjust the mic here.
Hang on just a minute.
Oh, good one.
Ready?
Yep, let's go inside the front door here. The front door is a screen door, kinda.
It's a storm door.
And then we got the wooden door here.
Who is it? Come in.
And then
the room is huge. It's about 20 by 18 or something.
Over here on this wall, we got our good friend the thermometer.
Good evening. The indoor temperature is 75.9 degrees Fahrenheit. The outdoor temperature is 79.8 degrees Fahrenheit.
As you can hear, the thermometer is off to the right at the front door. And then our living room, I'd say it's a good 16 by,
huge.
I don't know, 12?
Maybe 20. No, it's big.
We need to shut the front door.
We have a couch that's right here that we're standing. This is kind of our little pathway. To the right of me is our little coffee table where there's all kind of shit on. Then my exerciser.
And here's the exerciser.
And then there's a chair there, but facing from the couch, there's a love seat on the left. Then facing us is the speakers and the subwoofer and a cabinet, the entertainment center.
Then
the man chair and another chair and another wing chair.
Also, the left of the entertainment center is a cabinet where I can put tapes or CDs in.
Demonstrate Humphreying. Oh, our mantle decorations.
Oh, yeah, we sure do. We got to do that.
Demonstrate our mantle decorations.
Okay.
You want to do them separately or together?
Separate.
Okay, this is Spanky the monkey. Let me see if I can remember how to activate his ass. Quit. Quit that scratching.
The And he gives a couple of good humps there.
He was getting down on the pole, too.
Sure was. So we got him fastened to this pole here.
Yeah, it's in our mantle poles.
Now, on the top here, there's another shelf. And then on the bottom here, it's a regular shelf for the mantle.
And on the top is all the bowling trophies. On the bottom are dolphins and lots of dolphins.
And here is the dog. He's called Humphrey, the humping dog. And he gives off a couple of good humps there for the end. Now, we are kind of diagonally left of the front door. And this is going into our computer room, where Denise and I sit and spend most of our time. Right here is Denise's desk. It's off, and when you come to the store, you make a hard left, and you're right at her desk. That's the CCTV that I always hit with my head and shoulder and whatnot.
Beezer.
And she's got her desk with the monitor on it and the CCTV, of course, and the printer and a bunch of other stuff.
And off, another CCTV that's going 8Ks.
Yep. Off here to the left of her desk is another area with stuff stacked on it.
Don't cause an avalanche, motherfucker.
And then we got a file cabinet here where she got some cards hanging up. And then I walk to the right. Here is her chair. It's sitting in all kinds of different areas and so on. Here's the other CCTV. It's off to the right of her desk. Then we got the Braille printer. And then we're going to move to the right here. And this is my printer here, the fax machine. Let's see. I'll go and demonstrate it for you. Hang a minute.
Hi, puppies.
There we go. Okay, and that's, excuse me, that's my printer. Then over here to the right is my student desk with the phone and the phone I use for Freedom Scientific, the scanner, my TripleTalk, and then my Linux box with the keyboard on top of it. It's running at the moment. Then we have my desk with my big machine that I use for everything, then the monitor. And we have a bunch of stuff here, and you just heard the speakers for it go on, and the speakers. On top of my desk, there's some other stuff here. We got a printer up here. We got some CDs. And more CDs.
Yeah. I'm in the laundry room.
And Denise is in the laundry room. So when we're coming in the living room door, we head straight on across to the laundry room. That is the dryer you're hearing. And Denise is doing her duties. And here is the washing machine.
Oh, hell. I quit.
That, when you walk into the store, you make a left. Got the line, washing machine. You walk straight ahead from the door, you got the dryer. Then right here, you got the dog food. We're gonna throw the doggies a couple of pieces here.
Make sure Titan gets some Max and
Florida. And there's Titan. I'm walking out in the computer room here. I got Titan to my left, Max to my right. Ready, boys? And there they go. I each threw them two pieces.
It's 9 p.m.
And you just heard my sharp calculator. I love that thing. All right. And adjusting the headphones here, or the mics here. All right. Now, when you walk into the computer room, if you make a hard right, you'll be in the kitchen, which is where we are now. We got a hutch here. Got a hutch here with the four doors on it. In here, we got some plates and some bowls.
All the kitchen amenities.
Yes. Got more bowls.
Tearing up my shit.
I'll tear up your shit. We'll have to get new stuff. We got more stuff in here. And we got more bowls and that kind of thing. So that's the first set of drawers here. On the second set, we got some cups in there.
On the top, there's some nice pure Pyrex dishes and things like that.
Oh, yes.
Second shelf is our fancier little wine goblets and summer cup, drink cups that Watson gave us.
Mm-hmm. We'll always treasure those.
And our wedding glasses.
And you hear one of the dogs drinking at his bowl. That's Max.
On the bottom are Max's our bowls. Regular glasses, but our wedding mugs that Elizabeth made for us, the ceramics, have our names in Braille on them.
Absolutely. Now, to describe the kitchen here, we just looked at the first part. Right here is the fridge. So when you come in off the computer room, if you head straight and to your left a little bit, you'll be right up on the fridge. On the top is the freezer.
Rattle the ice tray.
Nice. All right, boy, go get it. It's a stand-up model. It's the freezer on top. Refrigerator on bottom.
With lots of magnets. Even if I brought home two new magnets.
Yes, you did. And we got some, got a bunch of magnets on top here. We even got some of the talk that Dave from, they were Dave Williams from England sent us. I see that.
This lion face. It's very detailed. It's a three-dimensional lion face.
Wow, it sure is. Yeah, pretty good. All right, I demonstrated the pig here for the magnet. Now let's demonstrate this guy. You would think that would set the dogs off, but it doesn't. All right, now let's hear the other one. And those are the magnets that Dave from the UK sent us.
Here's my other lion.
Okay, and this.
Give me that one.
Wow. This is pretty detailed. You can feel the face and the. You can even feel the teeth, I think.
There's a vendor at the Lions Convention every year that has all kind of lions. Pretty lion figurines, and. I got me two lion magnets.
Nice.
All right.
Okay, and right here, if you make a. Right, or no, excuse me, immediate left after you enter the kitchen. This is the table that we sit at. This spot right here is Denise's spot, so if you make an immediate left, you'll see a chair. That's her chair. But
those
if you keep going on around, that's right. If you keep going around, you'll get into my spot here. I sit where I can look at the door, the front door, or the back door.
Yeah,
Denise has her back to the front door. I got my arm, but she's facing the back door. And then right here is another chair that we have for people. And then I'm following the table around onto the right. Then right here.
I don't have enough magnets, you know.
It's our dishwasher.
I need more magnets for the fridge.
Right here is the dishwasher. I got some stuff in here already. Stuff that I've done in here. Even got the silverware down here.
That was the microwave.
And I'm making a right off the dishwasher here and making a little bit more of a right, and there's a microwave. Trash can is off to the right of it. Coffee pot's right here. And that's off to the right of the trash can, and then here's the sinks. And then Denise is demonstrating the stove cabinets. She's trying to speed it up. I wonder what the hell she's wanting.
I don't want anything.
Okay, excuse me a minute. All right.
You going left to the back of the house? First?
Going left to the back of the house, that's right.
That's our dolphins you just found. I don't have enough dolphins either, you know.
That's right. And here is the middle room where Denise's chest of drawers and TV and some other crap are.
VCRs where I do all the video stuff.
This room, yep, our freezer, our deep freezer. If you come in that door, make sort of a left and then a right, you will run up on the deep freezer, because right here in the way is a little wall that was put up here about 8 years ago.
It's a nice wall. It has three shelves on it.
Uh-huh. There's more crap on there.
Mine. Don't forget about the back room.
I was gonna work on this wall over here. There's another mantle with some stuff.
It's all covered up with all my stuff, so you may as well just tell them it's there.
Yeah, it's a bunch of stuff here. Denise's got some plastic drawers and crap like that.
This mantle right here is Mississippi's mantle, though. I have picture of me in Mississippi on the cruise, the pictures from when we were in the newspaper, the picture of him when I came home. Then we have our bamboo plants. Mine is a real bamboo plant that I got from Kristen the day after Mississippi died.
Right.
And Will has a lucky bamboo that's really a lily plant, and we discovered that it needs bottled water because fluoride gives it leaf tip burn, and it likes foo-foo water.
It sure does. Okay, and then we work our way down past...
I have pictures on this wall.
Oh, you do? Okay, explain the pictures.
Yeah, this wall is right now my picture wall. On the left-hand side is my mother.
And this is bordering the kitchen, by the way, guys.
Yeah, the kitchen, the stove is behind this. My mother's on the left, and up top on the right is a picture with my mother and her siblings and me and my siblings in a frame together. And then below that is a picture of my dad. So my mother wanted to always sit above Papa so that she could always be watching his back. My parents divorced when I was like 17. So I arranged their pictures where she is sitting above him watching his back.
Good one. And then off to the right of all those pictures is Denise's closet, where she's got her clothes and shit.
And on the door is my
lion's quilt. If I go up this way, there's
the treadmill's
there.
Yep,
there it is. Okay, here's a closet. And it's an open door.
That's
an open door.
That's right there.
You can close the door on this closet.
Or not.
All right, and then we got the treadmill, and then we got my old desk chair sitting here where Denise sits and does whatever.
There's a dog's toy box, and the worm's getting the toy.
Yep. Off
on
to the right.
To the right, I have a big giant picture of the wuss dog.
Oh, cool.
And above the freezer, I have my tapestry with the peacock on it that came from Morocco.
Neat. Now, off to the right of this, on this wall here, I call it the east-facing wall. It's going to be her chest of drawers on the right. There's a door sitting here in the middle, and we're going to go into it. I just got to climb up on top of the treadmill. All right, in here is our old room, and it's the smallest room that we have in the house.
This will be the nursery when the time comes.
That's right. We got a ceiling fan.
It's the warmest room in the house in the winter and the coolest in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Got a ceiling fan. If you walk straight down in and out the door, there's a bed here. Off to the left is the door outside.
There's a closet right here.
If you turn around, do a complete 180. Yep, that's the closet. But if you keep straight on, you'll be going east up into the window here. And off to the left and right of the bed, there's a little alcove where you can walk up. To the left here is my old chest of drawers. I haven't seen this stuff in I don't know how long.
I don't even need to walk up the other side. That's where I have all kind of stuff from our wedding and all kind of other things.
Right.
Here, this is kind of the junk room, but the neat junk room.
The neat junk room, that's right. Now we got to head west out of the room.
There's
here.
Beer cooler.
Oh yeah, the beer cooler, that's right. We're going to have that on hot cookouts, man.
Holy fuck.
What are you doing?
I stood on the treadmill and it moved.
All right. Now let's make our way on towards, making our way back past the kitchen here. Are we going to make a left? This is a little hallway. You're hearing a toilet off to my left right now, but above me is the vent for the ceiling fan. I mean, not the ceiling fan, the air conditioner. That's what you're hearing. And Denise is in the bathroom. Let me pull a Larry Skookan here.
A what?
A Larry Skookan.
A what?
And let me pull a Larry Skookan. That's
that?
That's called using the gen while you do your thing.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Okay. All right, now when I walk in the bathroom, off to the left is the shelf, off to the right is the door. Then I walk straight on, then the sink is off to the left. It's a real small bathroom. Off to the right is the commode, and then straight ahead is the shower. But I'm about to partake of the toilet here. Here we go. You're going to hear me pissing in stereo. Thank you.
Yeah, boy.
And the niece is in the our bedroom here, and I'll show you that here in just a second. There's the toilet. And now let me do my other thing. Let me make it 180 here. And there goes the boys. They're just jumped off the bed here. Let me go in our bedroom here and we'll describe our bedroom to you. Now I'm making a left out of the bedroom or bathroom here. And now I'm in the bedroom here. And the dogs are up on the bed playing bite snow. By the way, there's five doors to go outside in this house. One in the front, two in the back, three in the back, I'm sorry. And then one off to the side here.
Wait a minute, how many go outside from the back?
You got three.
You got the front door. You got the front door. The one outside the kitchen. And one outside the whole bedroom.
And this one. Yeah, that's four doors. I'm sorry.
The laundry room, we could go out, but we'd have to go out the window.
Right, right. That's right. There's four doors that goes out. In our bedroom here, it's pretty big. It's a bigger bedroom than I'm using. Than I've ever had. Oh, there goes Titan jumping off the bed. All right, we're about to show them outside.
You ready, boys?
All right, we're going to go outside. We're going to go up to the kitchen, though. And we're going to go...
Did you go back in the living room from there?
No, but I'm glad you said something, because we can go in the living room
that way. It's like a big circle.
Yeah, it's like a giant circle.
The room's tight sometimes around the house.
All right, boys, you ready? And we are in the backyard. And the boys are... Ooh, I heard a cat hiss.
Uh-huh.
I heard a cat hiss.
They heard it too. I bet it took off.
Yeah, it did. All right, in our backyard here, the echo you're hearing is our garage. Our breakaway garage. That's where we got some shit stored. Out to the right of this garage is going to be a shed, a tent shed kind of deal. But it's a reasonable sized good backyard. I'd say it's about a quarter of an acre. Now walking back toward the steps here. I think so too. Now if I walk to the left of the steps here and I go up over here, you hear the air conditioning getting closer. I'm going to get the neighbor's dogs to bark. There's one of the dogs. And there's Titan. There's the neighbor dog again. And they're talking back and forth. And there go the dogs playing bite the snout. Let me go over here.
The lineman's out.
I see that. Now I'm facing
Baggins,
north here.
Baggins in the yard.
Max and Titan are to my left.
Baggins.
I'm just going to stand here and let them do their thing.
Baggins means that Max will try to feed you tonight.
I'm just standing here. I'm not turning my head. They're in front of me. Max is humping Titan. Now to the left of me is the house. To the right of me is the garage I showed you.
That's bad, so we have crickets. And a cicada.
Uh-huh. So the right of me is the crickets and they're back in the alley.
Max, back in the yard.
I'm facing the other neighbor's yards. Now, in back of our house directly is a an alley.
Hi, faggots.
And the niece is off to my left sitting on the steps. Now I'm going to turn around and face her. I'm backing up just a bit. Come here, boy. Max! Come on, boy. Come on, Max. Max!
Between you and me,
he's
almost all the way out there to you. Got his tail up high.
Come here, Max.
Come here, Max.
All right, so that's the tour of our great house here.
Max.
As you can tell, it's well lived in.
Hi, your mama's boy.
I think the doggies are ready to go in.
You thirsty? You ready to get them drinking their water?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, they didn't slide ski up onto the porch like they usually do.
Sure didn't. Oh, you want some help?
No, I can get up on my own.
I'll help you. Oh, baby.
Not.
Shit.
Ready, boys?
Hi, boys. Holding the door for the niece here. That's how I always do. It's the only thing that I can do.
Sure you do.
All right, we're back in the kitchen. And now I'm going to head toward the computer room so I can unload this thing and let you guys hear it. Or put it up for you guys to hear it. Niece is sitting in the chair, and I'm going toward mine. And let me pick up my laptop bag here. All right, there we go. All right, and that is our house here, located in Augusta, Georgia. And the niece just yawned, so.
I did.
All right, more great audio to come. Stay tuned.